This podcast is brought to you by Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. Do what I did and update your smile. Call 844-A-PERFECT-SMILE. When you change your smile, you change your life.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
This hearing is not normal. It is a sham.
It's a travesty of a mockery of a sham, of a mockery of a travesty of two mockeries of a sham.
Our president, he is the one that decided to plop a Supreme Court nomination in the middle of an election.
Everybody's always blaming me for everything.
Judges can't just wake up one day and say, I have an agenda, I like guns, I hate guns, I like abortion, I hate abortion, and walk in like a royal queen and impose, you know, their will on the world.
Yes, good. On we go.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
You know, most of us have multiple notebooks and notes and books and things like that in front of us. Can you hold up what you've been referring to in answering our questions? Is there anything on it?
That letterhead that says United States Senate.
That's impressive.
Impressive. Most impressive. Hope you are not a Jedi yet.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
Sleepy Joe Biden. He had a very bad day today. He forgot Mitt Romney's name.
The senator who was a Mormon. The governor, okay?
He didn't know what state he was in. And he said today he's a proud Democrat running for the U.S. Senate.
I'm running as a proud Democrat for the Senate.
Now Biden had a bad day.
Because he had a bad day.
Unchained and unstoppable.
Gallup reported last week 56% of Americans said that they were better off today than they were 4 years ago, would have been under the Obama-Biden administration. So why should people who feel that they are better off today under the Trump administration vote for you?
Well, if they think that, they probably shouldn't.
Is that your final answer?
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Again, I don't mean to rub it in where I am and where you are, but Charlie Parker did go out today and have a press conference, and I consider it my duty, my responsibility to share with you, my listeners, my people, exactly what Charlie Parker has in mind for you in the Albania of New England. I used to call it the East Germany of New England, but it's worse than East Germany.
Wait,
it's,
Howie, as you're out of the state now, are you allowed to experience joy as you play these cuts?
I don't really feel any joy in playing these cuts, Taylor. Believe me, this does not give me pleasure. Because at least one of my daughters, or a couple of my daughters, are still up there. You know, I mean, they're behind the. It's worse than the Berlin Wall. It's just horrible. I guess we should go with the Thanksgiving cut first, because this will probably be played up even in the satchel Boston media. Okay, it's about a minute long, and as you think, as a texter has already pointed out, what a turkey! Think about that. What a turkey this governor is.
Ha,
go ahead.
Ha. I mean, yeah, I don't have what it is that we should be saying about that today. But that's certainly going to be a conversation that I think a lot of people should take seriously. It's just like the conversation we had about Halloween, where we basically said, much better for people to be outside. I know Halloween is not Thanksgiving, but there are a lot of people who are saying you should cancel Halloween. And my view was, all that does is move it inside and create more close quarters and close talking and close contact than actually what Halloween traditionally has been, which is an outdoor event that involves very few close contacts, at least if it's done in a supervised way. So I think Thanksgiving is going to be the source of some interesting conversations, not just because of the family gatherings, but also because it's one of the biggest travel days historically of the year.
Yeah, I don't want to cancel Thanksgiving. I want to cancel Charlie Parker. Okay? Now, think of how long Thanksgiving
That's going to make for some interesting conversations, Howie.
Think how long Thanksgiving has been around. We had Thanksgiving, I do believe, when King Philip's War was going on, which wiped out most of the Indians, the Native Americans in Massachusetts, except for the fake Indian, Elizabeth Warren, and about a quarter of the settlers. We had Thanksgiving during the American Revolution, which was basically a civil war. There were a lot of Tories in Massachusetts. We had Thanksgiving during the Civil War. But now we have a glorified flu is going to cancel Thanksgiving. Is there something wrong with this picture?
So Jane Fonda was right. This is the great COVID is the greatest gift to the left, because now the 1620 Project is, I'm sure, over the moon that Thanksgiving is possibly canceled this year.
Thanksgiving's head is on the chopping block, just like the turkey itself. Good Lord.
How he gets super riled up when he's talking about Thanksgiving, because I know you simultaneously start thinking about all the food, and that adds another element for you.
You know what I think about Thanksgiving, Grace? I think about that filet mignon I'm going to have.
You are such, even for me, I mean, you are a beautiful person, man. You can't even pretend to be like one of the regulars and say the turkey. You got to say the filet.
Why am I kidding?
I can't wait to have my better Betty Crocker stuffing.
You know, okay. Now, he hates Thanksgiving, and you have to do it in a supervised way. He has to come by and make sure that you're not swapping spit or anything like that. But he also, I thought that it was enough that Marty Walsh got all that grief for talking about how he didn't want anybody getting together for the Patriots game that ended up being postponed for a couple of days. So now the last weekend's Patriots game was postponed until next week, but he doesn't want anybody. He didn't learn anything from Marty Walsh getting you know, a lot of feedback on social media about being so dictatorial and so authoritarian and just being a jerk about the Patriots game. Charlie Parker, again, this is the way it's been since this thing started. They always have to one-up each other. You know, like it started when Marty said, I'm shutting down 50% of the bars, and Charlie Parker came out and said, I'm shutting down 100% of the bars, and Joe Curtatone said, I'm shutting down the playgrounds, which is the monkey bars. So now Charlie Parker is coming down on the Patriots game.
And as I said in my remarks, you know, if you have a friend or a neighbor who's been traveling out of state, you're probably better off not watching the Patriots game on Sunday with them.
Shut up. Just shut up.
Unless they've been tested and they've tested negative.
Because if they've tested positive, that may mean that they're going to get, well, no, they're not going to get sick, and that there's a one in 10,000 chance they're going to get sick, and one in 100,000 chance they're going to die. So cancel everything. Oh, man.
You're enjoying your day, everything's going your way. Then along comes Charlie Parker. Always there to tell you about a new disease, a car accident, or killer bees. We beg her to spare you,
Charlie, please.
But you can't stop Charlie Parker.
So we told you yesterday that these communities in Massachusetts that have either colleges or jails in them are really rebelling of being put in these red zones, because colleges, they're having these clusters, so-called, but nobody's getting sick. And the prisons or the jails, like in places like Middleton, they have a lot of people from these illegal alien-infested communities where illegal aliens are more likely to get sick than U.S. citizens. That's the way it is. Look at Lawrence, Chelsea, et cetera, Lynn. And so Middleton is in a red zone, even though there's one person outside the jail that's sick. So Charlie Parker, though, he doesn't want to, God forbid he should do anything that's not politically correct. So everyone's just going to have to crack down if you have populations of quote-unquote young people. Go ahead.
We are going to be living with COVID, in some cases, with people who may have been out and about with others where they weren't distancing and they weren't wearing a mask. And especially when you get into the younger communities, the 20s and the 30-somethings.
The younger communities. Yeah, the younger communities, you know, where they look and they see they're not going to get sick and they're not going to die. So why are they being cooped up like this? Why are they unemployed? Why are they quarantined? Why are they lectured by pluperfect asses like Charlie Parker?
Are communities with people in their 20s and 30s anything like neighborhoods not anywhere near nursing homes?
Yes. They're also like jails. Most of the people in jails are in their 20s and 30s. Taylor, as you've noticed, I'm sure as we've all noticed, right?
I've been to a few nursing homes that are very similar to jails, but
Guess what? Colleges happen to have younger people in them. And you know, maybe some people in the colleges are taking economics courses and statistics courses, and they're looking at the charts and they're seeing they're not going to die if they're young. So why are they locked up? Why are there plexiglass on top of bars in the college towns?
Plexiglass bunk beds.
Okay, so finally, this is the last one. This is it's transformational. Massachusetts is transformational. Remember, transformational, this is the state with the third highest death toll per capita, the second highest death toll in nursing homes per capita, the sixth highest unemployment rate. Charlie Parker can't believe what a wonderful job he's done.
We are going to be living with COVID until there is a vaccine or a treatment. But the Commonwealth's response to this pandemic has been transformational since last spring in nearly every aspect of our daily lives.
Yeah, two-thirds of the people are dead in the nursing homes that his corrupt Department of Public Health is supposed to regulate. 76 dead in a nursing home, Holyoke Soldiers Home, that he is directly responsible for. Direct, not just regulating, he's directly responsible for it, and 76 of them are dead. The guy that gave him $950 and $1,000 to his lieutenant governor has been indicted in his handling of it. And Charlie Parker calls it transformational. Wonderful. Wonderful. 781, Thanksgiving will go on this year and long after P-Brain Baker is gone. 844-500-4242, 508, Charlie Baker, the simp who stole Thanksgiving. Good Lord. I don't want to cancel Thanksgiving. I want to cancel Charlie Parker's governorship. Just why wait 2 years? Why doesn't he just resign and go away? You botched it totally, Charlie Parker. All right. 844-500-4242.
Howie, I know that you get upset talking about Charlie Parker, but I think you have to show people your beautiful smile and tell them where you got it from.
I recently had a dental emergency, and where did I go? Perfect Smiles. I've said this before, but was reminded of what a perfectionist Dr. Houghton is. He is a veneer engineer and a world-class dental artist. Being on TV, it's important that I look my best. Dr. Houghton did that for me, and he can do it for you, too. We're in a climate right now where a lot of people don't want to go into the city. Perfect Smiles is conveniently located in the United States of America, Nashua, New Hampshire. It's right off a main highway. Parking is plentiful and parking is free. I was impressed to see all the state-of-the-art safety protocols they've taken since the virus. You'll feel safe and confident when you visit Perfect Smiles, and believe it or not, a lot of those protocols have made it a more pleasant experience to go to the dentist. I know that seems counterintuitive, but it's true. To see for yourself and get your perfect smile, call 1-844-A-PERFECT-SMILE or go to HowieCarsShow.com and click on the Perfect Smiles banner. You can also see my video at PerfectSmiles.com. Perfect Smiles. Change your smile. Change your life. I'm Howie Carr.
He's suave. He's debonair. He's Howie Carr.
This hour of the Howie Carr Show is brought to you in part by Route 1 Grill House in Saugus, located just before the Cactus. From their steak tips and ribs, the Route 1 Grill House has it all. Open now 7 days a week for both outdoor and indoor dining.
This is Karen from Billerica, Massachusetts.
This is Adrian in Swanton, Vermont.
This is Miss Susan up in Warner, New Hampshire. And this is the Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242. Limerick guy says, every chance this Rhino Parker gets to cancel something, including Thanksgiving, he's going to gobble it up. I would say the biggest turkey in Massachusetts, the oven stuffer, the butterball, Charlie Parker. 978 says, North Andover is red because of cases at Merrimack College. Yeah, the Herald wrote about that yesterday. Merrimack College has got this cluster. But the ironic thing is, the Merrimack College campus, it straddles Andover and North Andover. And the actual dorm where the cluster is in Andover. But because the address of the college is North Andover, North Andover is getting blamed for all these cases. I mean, this is not science. This is just nonsense, what's going on here. Another 508, now Charlie is depriving the supermarkets of their Thanksgiving windfall.
No, everyone's going to celebrate Thanksgiving. People love the butterballs.
This is ridiculous. Orion Metal Exchange is the only precious metals company that I trust. Give them a call to get a free, no-obligation investment guide about protecting your future with an enduring investment in gold and silver. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain, including peace of mind, by calling now. Call them today at 800-912-2300. And with Orion, you'll get more metal for your money. Call 800-912-2300. And we have a variation on the poll this hour. Do we not, Taylor?
Well, I didn't restart it. I just added one as late entry write-in. So who's the most obnoxious Democrat? Sheldon Whitehouse, Cory Booker, Dianne Feinstein, Amy Klobuchar, or our late entry, Mazie Hirono?
I'm changing my vote to Mazie.
She's garnered a very respectable, for the last hour, 8%.
Wow.
All right.
34% say Amy Klobuchar.
All right. 844-500-4242. Johnny, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Johnny.
Hey, Howie. So think of it. The night before Thanksgiving, the night before Thanksgiving is always the greatest drinking night of the year. You see all these people eat. Well, that's taken away. Thanks, Charlie. Thanksgiving Day football. Never mind. Right. Charlie got rid of that. Mario the Pious. Hey, there's no Macy's Thanksgiving parade. So what's Charlie going to do? Sit across the table and stare at Gropey and say, hey, how was your year?
Yeah, you know, when he talks about we need to have these holidays in a supervised way, how about supervising your own son when he gets on a plane after getting a couple of drinks in his gullet? You know? Good Lord. This is ridiculous. I'm irritated.
You know he's going to do that thing, too, where he talks about how this is really hard for him and how we should all understand that, you know, he doesn't want to do this. And
I'm missing my basketball.
After every Thanksgiving dinner, my wife and I, we like to take a walk on the beach and hold hands and see our friends, but we won't even be able to play basketball on the beaches here.
Yeah, and how about this from 201? How many seniors will never see another Thanksgiving because of Baker, Cuomo, and Murphy?
I know.
That's an excellent question. Thousands, tens of thousands killed by the mismanagement and gross incompetence of these three Democrat governors, two of whom went to Needham High School in the same year. How pitiful is that? Bill, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bill.
Hey, Howie.
Hi.
Hey, a couple of thoughts. One regarding, you know, these bogus polls that we know are being rigged. I mean, all I'm hearing is that they're just trying to depress the Trump turnout.
I think that's true, don't you?
Oh, I think it is. But the thing you got to think about really is what they're doing is they are just trying to set the stage to get their moonbat left-wing nut jobs geared up so that when Trump does win, they can declare that he stole another election.
Yeah.
That's true.
That reason to riot.
That's true. And you know, they again, it's a case of projection. They keep saying Republicans, by demanding voter ID at the polls, that's voter suppression. The Republicans aren't trying to suppress the vote, but they are trying to suppress the vote with these bogus polls. I mean, again, they're doing exactly what they accuse the Republicans of doing. Like everything they've done since November 8th, 2016. It's ridiculous. 844-500-4242. 207, Charlie Parker is hosting a Thanksgiving dinner. Yeah, it's going to be a joyous Thanksgiving, isn't it? No football, no dinners, no nothing. I'm Howie Carr.
Campers, do you have an RV that you're ready to sell? Cold Springs RV can help. They currently have customers looking for used RVs manufactured after 2011. Are you ready to sell or trade in that RV that may just be sitting in your yard? New England's premier RV dealer, Cold Springs RV, is ready to sell your camper on consignment. They have the ability to provide financing, repair, bodywork, detailing, and everything it takes to get your RV in great shape for resale. If you're looking for an RV, get to Cold Springs and see the selection of new and used units available. This is Howie Carr. Go score a deal on a new or pre-owned pop-up, travel trailer, fifth wheel, or motorhome. The 2021 models are now arriving daily, but they won't last long. Cold Springs RV is your destination for all things camping. Their brand new state-of-the-art service facility is ready for you, servicing all makes and models. If you are ready to winterize or just store your camper, Cold Springs RV can help. Cold Springs RV, Route 114 in Ware, New Hampshire. ColdSpringsRV.com.
Have you had enough yet of the volatility of the stock markets? Down 1,000 or more points one day, up the next. Are you tired of watching that little box at the bottom of your TV screen that shows the market plunging hundreds of points? You need to get diversified with Orion Metal Exchange. You shouldn't be caught flat-footed in this roller coaster ride the stock markets have been on. No matter what the reason, the coronavirus or before that, the oil price war abroad, you always need to be diversified. And that means owning some precious metals, gold and silver. Listen up. Orion Metal Exchange is the only precious metals company that I trust. If you still haven't taken advantage of their no obligation guide, it's not too late. Give them a call today to learn more about gold and silver. Call Orion today at 1-800-912-2300. That's 1-800-912-2300. Call them now, 1-800-912-2300.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
You know, there's that old TV show, A Charlie Brown Thanksgiving. Is there going to be a Charlie Parker Thanksgiving? That'd be the worst TV cartoon in history. Just people looking at each other, angry, thinking about visiting their gramps and Nana and going to the high school football game and having a couple of nips before they walk in at 10 o'clock in the morning and watching the football games and the Macy's parade. Oh. All everything out the window.
Oh, I love the Macy's Day Parade.
What? Did they cancel Thanksgiving in 1918? Did Governor Calvin Coolidge cancel Thanksgiving in 1918? Was he the guy? I think he was still the governor then. Did he cancel because of the Spanish flu? I don't think so.
No, because you know what it is, Howie? It's like the Grinch when he tries to cancel Christmas and then he realizes maybe Christmas doesn't come from a store. Maybe Christmas, perhaps, is a little bit more. That's Thanksgiving. It's a state of mind, Charlie Baker.
But this is transformational. We're going to do away with fun. We're abolishing joy. We're going back to the days, those wonderful, marvelous days of 1692, 1693 when witches were being strung up on the Salem Common.
Ironically, Salem, according to Charlie Baker, has the best mask ambassadors, just to segue
yes.
from your point.
Also known as the Mask Secret Police. 844-500-4242. Did you see that story, the follow-up story about the snitch line? 200,000 calls to the snitch lines, multiple snitch lines in Massachusetts. Somebody's calling them, probably Karen's, of all ages and genders and sex and races, is calling these snitch lines around the clock to come up with a number like 200,000. Jamie, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jamie.
Howie, how are you doing? This is Jamie from Billerica. Before I get to my point, what was Pelosi baffling about there? My God. Anyway, I had a question for you. How do we call elections such as Baker should have? How do those go get going? Do you, is it lawyers? Is it groups of
No, I don't. I don't think there's anything in the Massachusetts Constitution. A lot of people have been thinking about this. How do we recall Charlie Baker? I think we just have to wait until the 2022 election. And I personally, I don't think he's going to run again. I think there's this undercurrent. He thinks he's still the most popular guy in the state, but I don't see it. And certainly not with Republicans. And I know there are some Republicans that have some money and have some visibility who want to take him on in the primary just to get rid of him. He deserves to be primaried. If anybody ever deserved to be primaried in either party, it's Charlie Baker. He is totally sold out. He is worse, I dare say, than Marsha Coakley would be. I know he's worse than Marty Walsh would be. Yeah, he's got to go. He can't be allowed to continue destroying the state while patting himself on the back. It's insanity.
In the words of Kamala Harris, dude's got to go.
Bob, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bob.
Hey, Howie, real quick thought. Every time you go somewhere, they ask you if you left the state at any period. How about all the people from Lawrence and Methuen that go to Salem, New Hampshire, in the border town? They should all lock them up. I mean, is Charlie Parker going to have the state police checking out cars going over the border?
I know. You know, I just told you the story about North Andover and Andover. What does it matter so that Andover, where the actual people who are tested positive, not that testing positive means anything, the people who tested positive are in Andover, but North Andover is in the red zone because the mailing address is for Merrimack College is North Andover. How does the COVID virus draw these distinctions? Bob? You know,
you could have a liquor store 10 miles from the border open, but across the street in Reading, from North Reading to Reading, you couldn't open your package store in the same, it was the opposite corner.
Yeah, I know. None of this makes any sense. And again, now we were just looking at the headlines of Charlie Parker's press conference in the Globe, and they're just saying he's citing instances of young people gathering. It's not even cases anymore or people testing positive. It's people getting together for a party. That's enough of a crime. In the spring, they were talking about deaths and being overwhelmed. The morgues were going to be full. The funeral homes were going to be full. The emergency rooms were going to be overwhelmed. Now they're not even talking about people testing positive. It's just people getting together. Is the state is going to put an end to it? And how do people stand it? And you know, I just can't believe walking around Massachusetts. I don't want to rub it in again, but seeing all these people who I never thought they were stupid, but they're walking around with these masks like they really are afraid of dying. I mean, okay, if you're 85 years old, I get it. But if you're 30 or 40 and you're afraid? I don't know. 844-500-4242, 508. Charlie Baker almost makes me long for the simpleton days of Jane Swift. It almost makes me long for the days of Small Duvall. I don't think Small Duvall would be doing this. Curtis, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Curtis.
Hey, Howie, thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to pick up what you said with this might be some seniors' last Thanksgiving. I have some elderly grandparents, you know, late 80s, early 90s, and they're talking about this is going to be their last Christmas, and that they don't want to see another Christmas. They're all set.
Did you see the demonstration at the nursing home in Colorado? I think it was Greeley, Colorado. And Jared Polis, he's been not the worst governor by far, but he's a Democrat, and so he's kind of in on the let's elect Biden with this lockdown and this meltdown of the economy. And so the nursing homes, people in the nursing homes had a big demonstration, and they were saying, "I'd rather die of COVID than loneliness." And it was really a sad event that because they haven't seen their families in 6 months. They're locked down, and they don't even they have very little contact with the staff at the nursing homes, and it's got to be killing people, even if the virus doesn't kill them, because you get depression kills people. You didn't see that story, Grace?
No, but I've seen it in real life because I lived next to the sweetest old man, and he was in a nursing home. And I asked his daughter a few months ago. I said, "How's he doing?" And she said, "You know, if all of this goes and he doesn't get it and he's okay, then I'll be happy that, you know, they took the proper precautions. But if he gets it and he passes away in there all by himself, and I know the last few months he was by himself, mm-hmm. I'm never going to get over it." And I feel like that for so many of the older people, because when you're old, Howie, I imagine you live every day, you try to get the most out of it because you don't know. So for the fact that maybe 5 months to them is a long time, it could be 5 months doing some really fun stuff.
Well, I think it's just being... It's difficult to be alone in a place where you can't have visitors. It's how is it different than being in jail? And, you know, the fact is, and again, I congratulate the Globe for coming up with this statistic, 1 out of 7 people who was in the nursing homes when this thing started is now dead. And that's all on Charlie Parker. His administration, the corrupt Department of Public Health, where Sonia Farak and Annie Duquesne used to work, which didn't bother regulating the New England compounding pharmacy in Framingham, which killed 70 more people. They're supposed to have been regulating the nursing homes. They didn't bother, apparently, to regulate the nursing homes. So 1 out of 7 people is dead. So he's doing a wag the dog here. He's changing the subject by canceling Thanksgiving, by patting himself on the back.
No, you are just focusing too much on the nursing homes and not enough on that group of kids in, I think it was Dedham, who had a small get-together to watch the Bruins game. You're holding up the shiny object. This is what we need to focus on, is people being familiar with people they are familiar with.
Yeah. Or in the case of his son, allegedly, people he wasn't familiar with, getting familiar with him. Thanks for the call, Curtis. Joanne, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Joanne.
Hi, Howie. How are you today?
Good.
I'm a registered nurse. I've been one for 28 years. I've worked in Massachusetts and in New Hampshire. And what you're saying is correct. The nursing home residents are dying. They're very lonely. I have a friend who's in one that I was her nurse. I haven't been able to see her in a month. They're devastated. They would rather, like you say, die of COVID than loneliness. Depression is a terrible thing.
Yeah, it is. And the older you are, the worse it is. It's like any other malady. You're gonna be more susceptible to being taken out by whatever it is. And depression can kill you. There's no doubt about it. Do you think this is as bad as Charlie Parker is making it out to be? He wants to do this for the rest of his life. He never wants masks to come off. He never wants the economy to come back. He never wants schools to reopen. He doesn't want any more athletics. He enjoys being the dictator here.
He's a rhino, and it's an agenda. These people want out.
Yeah,
everybody wants out. Everybody is done with this.
Yeah, I know, and I think he's going to find out if he runs for re-election. I think he's going to find out, and I don't think it's going to be in the general election. I think he's going to be taken out in the primary. That would be my guess. Do you know? Let me ask you this to everybody who's listening: do you know a single Republican who's not on the state payroll who likes Charlie Baker? A single person who votes in a Republican primary or is in an unenrolled, an independent, who takes a Republican ballot? Do you know anyone who's planning to say, you know, Charlie Baker did a great job? He 6 out of 7 people in the nursing homes he didn't kill.
He's popular.
We didn't get number one. We were only number two in death rates, or three in death rate. We were only number two in nursing home death rates. What a great job. It was really transformational. And thanks for canceling Thanksgiving, and thanks for making sure that I couldn't even have my neighbor over for an adult beverage to watch the Patriots game. God. 844-500-4242. 781 says, I watched all the kooks today at that hearing, but White House took the craziness to 11 plus. That's saying something when Amy and Maisie are involved.
But Maisie asked her if she ever sexually assaulted someone. So that does take Maisie up a notch.
Yeah, did White House say anything that nutty? I don't think so. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr. You can trust him. He's not like the others.
This hour of the Howie Carr Show is brought to you in part by JT Kelly, real estate broker of Keller Williams, serving Greater Boston. If you considered buying or selling in Greater Boston this year, JT Kelly is making Boston area real estate great again. 1-800-364-9200.
Let me tell you about a new sponsor to the Howie Carr Show, Helping Hands of America. For over two decades, Helping Hands has made donating your car, truck, or boat to a New England charity incredibly easy. I've donated and you should too. It takes one call. The pickup is not only fast, but it's free, and your donation is 100% tax deductible. Call Helping Hands at 888-881-9090. That's 888-881-9090. Or visit helpinghandsofamerica.org. Restrictions may apply.
Stop wearing those socks with holes in them and get yourself some durable socks that fit like a second skin. I wear Easy Glider socks and they are made to slide easily into your shoes. You can also wear them for up to 3 days without washing. If you're traveling, tired of the blisters, or just want a durable, diversified sock, Easy Glider socks are for you. Right now at EasyGliderSocks.com, you can save 50% on your order with code word Howie50. When you spend over $49, you get free shipping. Buy some today for yourself and your spouse at EasyGliderSocks.com.
Hi, this is John in the People's Republic of Amherst, Massachusetts.
This is Heather from Litchfield, Maine.
This is Kent, Wichita, Kansas, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
I interpret the Constitution as a law, that I interpret its text as text, and I understand it to have the meaning that it had at the time people ratified it. Okay. So that meaning doesn't change over time, and it's not up to me to update it or infuse my own policy views into it.
Oh, that drives him crazy. Someone says, Spartacus asks ACB if she denounces white supremacy while her two black children are sitting behind her. What a dope. He's Johnny One, though. You know, he considers that the highlight of his career, the Spartacus moment. So he tried to recreate it again today, and he just, again, made a fool out of himself like he did with Brett Kavanaugh.
And he has such a, I can't describe it, it's like a fake modesty in his voice. Oh, I'm glad that
That's what you, I mean, he's a ham.
I'm glad you denounce it because our president can't.
Yeah. How many times does he have to denounce it? And again, how many times, when is Joe Biden going to be asked this every time? Do you denounce him?
Regardless of color, sexual preference, their backgrounds.
Oh, shut up.
Well, he said the magic word, sexual preference.
That's true. Oh. Oh, wow. He did. There you go. Yep. Someone paging Maisie. Paging Maisie. 207. My dear friend, a 95-year-old fellow historian, just died in an assisted living facility in Wayland 2 weeks before they opened to visitors. We used to watch TV together and talk every week at his apartment until he had to be assisted. What a criminal travesty that he died so alone.
That is so sad.
Yeah. That was one of the saddest pictures I've seen in a long time, the picture from that nursing home in Greeley, Colorado. I'd rather die of COVID than of loneliness. It's just unfortunate. 844-500-4242. By the way, just before we go, we're going to take a couple more calls, but I don't want to leave without mentioning that there's another jerk Republican in name only, governor of Massachusetts, who's now a senator from Utah. Romney decries state of America's, quote, vile, vituperative, hate-filled, unquote, politics, places blame largely on Trump. I'm troubled by our politics as it has moved away from spirited debate to a vile, vituperative, hate-filled morass that is unbecoming of any free nation, let alone the birthplace of modern democracy. Lord. And so did he mention that Joe Biden called the president of the United States a clown twice? He didn't mention that. It's all on Trump. Trump did it. Rocky, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Rocky.
Everybody's always blaming me for everything.
I got a couple things I want to run by you. Was Patrick Leahy making fun of that moron Biden when he was gibberish? And one other thing, I got two ballots today. Is everything legit so I can vote for Biden for Senate and president, or is that not on the level?
Did you really get two ballots today?
No, of course not. But I got I got checked for swine flu. I mean, COVID. I come up negative.
You know, what is it? Over 95% of the people, even on the worst days, come up negative. And again, when you come up positive, it doesn't really mean anything. I wanted to talk more about the problems they're having with these mail-in ballots. Apparently, a lot of the ballots are going out, I'm told, are around the state. And if you're a Republican, the return envelope has an R on it in red. An R on it, so they'll know to throw it away. At least that's the theory about it. And they've screwed up all these ballots in a state reps race in Wayland. They sent the wrong, which is a split community. Some of Wayland is in one state reps district. The rest of the town is in another state reps district. They sent the wrong ballots to the precincts.
How many of those R envelopes will end up in a bin or in a room?
I know. That's the question. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, Howie, the latest thing that's come out on the news is that 88 of the Notre Dame faculty, non-lawyer faculty, have gone after Amy Barrett asking.
That's one of the. Did you read the letter? It's one of the stupidest letters I've read in a long time.
Yeah. How about? I want to know, when did we give Ruth Bader Ginsburg a throne?
Right. I know. And again, she's this great martyr for civil rights, and she only had one black law clerk in all those years. Before the Supreme Court, she was on the federal bench at a lower level. One, maybe 40 years.
Eden Pure will continue their buy one, get one free promotion for the Thunderstorm air purification system all week long. Eden Pure is able to do this due to the huge success from the Howie Carr Show listeners. The response has been tremendous, and Eden Pure is passing on those savings to the listeners. The Thunderstorm is a small device you can hold in your hand and plug into the wall. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm works like a real thunderstorm. It quietly sends out super oxygen and ions to kill odors in your room. Over the weekend, I saw my daughter Carolyn, and she asked if she could have one for her basement in her new home. She asked if it really works, and I said, of course it does. You won't believe it. If you bought one for your home and enjoy the big difference in smell, take advantage of the BOGO offer now and buy one for a family member like I'm going to do for Carolyn. Go to EdenPure.com and put in code word Howie BOGO. That's EdenPure.com. And with code word Howie BOGO, shipping is free.